and welcome back to Layover. I am a big fan of this episode. I think one of the greatest episodes of all time.
Team Sam is eating well this week.
Do you not remember what happened in it? What's this bit? Oh, it's just because you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Sure.
Everything went spectacularly.
I think this is a pretty good episode, though. Genuinely.
Genuinely, actually, unironically, I think this is kind of an episode where, like, anything that could have gone right on my side went right. Anything that could have gone wrong on y'all's side went wrong.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, it's like you immediately run into a roadblock, but you do clear it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that counts as going right or wrong. It's kind of wrong and right.
Well, yeah, but I think roadblocks are kind of inevitable in this game.
It's true.
So, yeah.
I mean.
Well, and it was a roadblock that you were extraordinarily set up to clear.
Yeah.
Given what had happened previously that day.
Yeah. And also, like, one that, and, you know, I guess we'll probably get into this imminently, but, like, sort of went that way under the understanding that I would almost certainly need to go through a roadblock. Sort of a calculated risk scenario. I mean, I guess that's kind of where we can start, is my selection of where to go, because I do have an abundance of options. And when I started my hour of research, I was feeling better than I did when I finished my hour of research / jail. Because while certainly on the map, there are a lot of options, you know, the good options were sort of few and far between.
The map can be very deceptive.
Yeah.
Much of the time. Because a lot of the routes on the map are sort of illustrating routes that, like, only run a couple times a day. Because they're just, like, the same route but skipping a station or something.
Yeah. And also, I would sort of say, like, if you look at the overall map of the country, there's sort of this big diagonal between Seoul and Busan.
Yeah.
So, like, if you sort of cut the country in half diagonally that way, I would say the lower half is a lot less advantageous than the upper half. Because the lower half, it does have one little segment of high speed, but then there's not a whole lot of options, and those options are really slow. And they're really easy for the other team to go and get in front of, given the high speed.
Uh-huh.
So there's not a lot of good potential snaking options. So, like, that was my initial conclusion. It was like, yeah, I could take the high speed pretty quickly down to, I forget where that is in the
south. Gwangju Songjiang, or you could have taken the low speed to Suncheon, which is actually not a very... That line is actually pretty good. It's not that slow, and you had a good connection from Suncheon to Samnangjin, which would have been you going southeast and then east.
Yeah, I think I considered that.
But your conclusion was right, which is that we would have been able to catch up to you on the southeastern point of the country.
Yeah. So, like, I think, as always, I am a bit optimized to, like, what is going to make the winningest run, not just a good run, but, like, the winning run, which requires kind of risk-taking. And my take was, like, I'm going to have to cross the high-speed line eventually. Like, there's no way I can get a winning run staying just in this kind of southern, southwestern kind of half of the country. I need to get to the other high-speed line. And so any route, it's like, I can either try to cross it now or I can try to cross it later. And if I try to cross it later, y'all will probably just have had more time to set up, more better challenges. It'd just be like delaying the inevitable. So I might as well just do it now, get on the high speed line, have potential opportunities. And yeah, which felt a bit wrong because I felt like, why would I just do the most intuitive thing? Because, like, going to Osong, literally the most intuitive thing. And I have all these options. So it's like, oh, should try to find something tricky. And I love finding something tricky. But in this case, it didn't seem like that really made strategic sense.
Yeah.
I guess I'm curious. What did y'all think I was going to do?
I mean, I was surprised when you went straight to Osong. I thought, like, either you're going to wait around for a while and wait for us to place something.
Yeah.
Which, like, is the weird thing about this game, which, like, this has sort of never been the case in any of our games, but that, like, sometimes the best thing to do is simply to like wait for several hours and wait for the other players to do something.
As we will get to in a second.
That's like a very new thing that was hard to like wrap our brains around because we were like, well, we got to do something. But I also thought there was a pretty good chance, just based on the like pretty good timing, that you were going to take the southern route. But certainly straight beeline to Osong first thing was a surprise.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, and in fairness to you, I think you pretty much determined this-ish. It's like, it was pretty obvious that Ben and I should go to Osong, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's that interesting bit of game theory, right? It's like, I mean, it's sort of funny, right? Where it's like, okay, well, the obvious thing for me and Ben to do is to go to Osong, which would then mean that the obvious thing for you to do is to not go to Osong, which then actually, like, if Ben and I wanted to go really big brain, we would have gone a further step and be like, okay, well, Sam's going to assume we're going to go to Osong, so he won't go to Osong. So actually, we shouldn't go to Osong. We should go somewhere else. Like, there's a funny, like, you can play a few different levels of it if you want to. And I imagine that, like, you know, that maybe is part of why you thought maybe we wouldn't go to Osong is because, like, well, the most obvious thing, you know, whatever. But You correctly surmised that the most logical place for us to go was Osong, which is where we were. And then you were just like, you know what? I'm going to freaking YOLO it, which I will say I was surprised by. And I just wish we had had a better block, you know, or like if we had had a battle challenge or something, like, you know, we could have really tried to mess you up. But we just had this kind of weak block that it turned out was not, you know. I think a lot of the purpose of blocks is to scare someone from going to the block. But then, you know, the blocks on average, you can probably succeed at them.
Yeah, at least that's how we intended for them to be designed. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, the other thing that was appealing to Osong was basically I knew that it could set me up for basically what I did next, where there is something uniquely advantageous to being in the center of the high-speed line. Correspondingly, the advantage of being on the one side is, of course, you can potentially ride the entire high-speed line and get a ton of distance. But strategically, there is something interesting about being in the center. But before that, so I forget, when did y'all learn that I was going to Osong? It was not when you were still
in
Osong.
When you arrived in Osong.
Right as we were leaving.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome.
And if you remember, we were on a train in Osong because we assumed once we put down that block, we were like, well, he's not going to Osong. He's going to go
of course not
down to Suncheon and whatever. So let's go cover our bases there. And then we were sitting on the train and we got the text from you that you had arrived in Osong. And we were like, oh, shit, should we get off the train? And then at that second, the train started leaving. And we were like, all right, well.
Yeah.
But still, the answer is no, because, like, you can't do anything at that point.
Yeah, I think that you are right that it was still right to go on the train. So that was why we didn't turn around or anything.
Yeah, because at that point, I mean, I have some strategy suggestions that could have been really tricky. But at that point, like, you're not allowed to place roadblocks when you're in the same place. They have no effect when the runner is in the same place. So it's like the only logical thing for you to do is to try to predict where I'm going to go next. The trickiness, of course, is that I had two very good directions of where I could go next.
Yeah.
This is exactly what was attractive to me. And you had to go one way or the other. And you had to notify me essentially which way you went because you had to place a thing and then leave. So there would be a gap of time. And I'll circle back to that in a second because I think that ended up being a little bit trickier than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
But look, this is the kind of thing where I think I'm probably a lot more pleased in myself than the audience will be, mostly because I was pretty nervous getting that roadblock, the Google Maps one, because I don't think that's the easiest. It's a very chance-based one.
Yeah. It is. Yes. I mean, I think that if not for the park,
yeah,
it's very tough.
In most scenarios, I think it's one of the highest crash out risk challenges.
I would agree with that. I mean, I'll also say, like, you know, this is one of those things where there's the complexity of being the game designer and the game player where, like, I remember we wrote that. And I remember, I think you specifically were like, it's kind of hard. You were like, because originally it was going to be 4.5. And you were like, 4.5, like, that's very tough. And I was like, okay, we can make it whatever. And I think, what did we do? We made it 4.3.
4.3. Mm-hmm.
But in my head, I was like, well, I know how I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a park or museum or monument. I was like, I know that those have good Google ratings in general, much better than an average business, restaurant, whatever. Because, you know, as I explained in the episode, it's relatively unusual for someone to go to bother rating a park on Google Maps and, you know, not rating it highly. Like, you know, I'm just clicking around on my map here in like New York and it's like, okay, well, you know, Prospect Park is a 4.7 on Google. It's like, well, because why would you go to Prospect Park and say it was bad? Like all of these, like Battery Park, 4.6. Like, you know, most parks, and in fairness, those are two pretty good parks, but most parks, you're going to have good ratings. And so I felt confident with this, but I was like, I don't know that you will think of the fact that parks have Google ratings necessarily.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was initially questioning. And I think you see a bit of this on camera. It's like, I could not remember whether parks had ratings because they're not businesses. But eventually, I guess I remembered that, like, I've seen like funny Google reviews of like mountain peaks and stuff and like geographic features and all that. So I remembered that like, even non-businesses have it. So that's when I felt confident that was what I was going to do, was when I remembered that, rather than just like look for a restaurant or something. Because actually initially, I don't think we show this, but like initially what I was thinking was I would go to a restaurant. Like I'd seen some very nice looking restaurants in the park and sort of like around the park with nice views. And I thought, these look pretty good. So I was thinking, you know, kind of just like suss out one of those. So that's why I initially started heading that way. But eventually I just decided the park. Because of that genius logic of genuinely, this is not the news you wanted to hear, but like the 20 minutes, it took you like 18 to 20 minutes. That's sort of what made it click for me. It's like, I remember specifically how long it took, or at least the Google Maps estimate of how long it took to get to this park, because that was relevant for you and I, Adam. Like we were like discussing, oh, this is kind of a long walk. Is it worth investing all that time? So I remembered it and it was like, okay, they took 20 minutes-ish to respond to this. Why would they take 20 minutes? It's because they walked to the park.
We certainly did not think that through. You big brained us on that. I mean, admittedly, it's not like we could have really afforded to like wait around for an extra half an hour just in case you figured that part of it out. Yeah. But yeah, that was pretty good.
No, it wouldn't have made sense, but it was a very satisfying moment to me because I grasped at straws and the straws proved sturdy or whatever. That's a good analogy.
Right. Well, it's sort of funny from the audience perspective. And, you know, we cut it that way because, like, I mean, this is an interesting challenge of editing the season is like, from your perspective, Sam, you're unraveling this mystery. You're questioning it. You're, you know, doing all this stuff. From the audience's perspective, they're like, yeah, we know the park is fine. Like you go to the park and you talk for, I think, like 10 minutes, like walking through whether or not you think the park is going to work. Whereas the audience knows the whole time. They're like, yeah, the park is fine. So that's why we montage that, because it's a fun piece of, you know, dramatic irony, I suppose.
Anyways, it's very exciting to me that my run, like, part of why I was so worried is, like, I knew that if I had made that YOLO move and it had just ended in, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah, we would have been able to really clown on you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was good that it didn't.
Yeah.
Look, high risk, high reward works out sometimes, doesn't work out other times. That's kind of the deal with it.
I will say that my favorite part of that storyline is when you first start, you're going like, okay, well, it took him about 20 minutes. The only thing we know is that we went to that park, which was really pretty. And you're watching, you should be like, oh, shoot, he figured it out. And then you go, so maybe there's a restaurant or a cafe near the park or that looks at the park that I could do. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, you're right there. Come on. And then you do, yeah, you figure it out later.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because initially I was thinking there were not Google reviews. Because I was also even worried about, like, would there even be a pin for the park?
Yeah.
Because, again, we keep saying Google Maps doesn't work in the country. That's not quite it. Google Maps does work, but with limited features.
The directions are really bad, but the things are generally there. It just can't tell you how to get between them.
Yeah, because, like, normal people in South Korea don't seem to really use Google Maps. So I was worried that, like, would this park in a somewhat random place have been at some point cataloged as a park?
Right.
So that was another nervous bit for me and worked out, but that was part of my initial reluctance. But yeah, anyway, that worked out very well. I was very satisfied. And then, look, the whole thing of, like, I'm on the high-speed line. I can go one direction or I can go the other direction. I think that was a rare situation where the runner sort of had the strategic edge.
Yeah.
Because there was no reason for me to make a move.
Yeah, well, this was a thing that, and I mean, it's really sort of on me and Ben for not considering this. Ben had previously waited somewhere to get information before doing anything.
Yes.
And it threw us off. And then somehow we never considered that you might do the same thing. We were completely locked in on, like, he'll hop on the next train. So, you know, I mean, as you see in the episode, we construct this whole brilliant plan about how we're going to do this. And God, it would have worked so good if you'd gone south. And of course, you know, we're waiting, like, you know, I think this is clear in the episode. Like, we wait to see, you know, the first train north, it's clear you're not on it because you would have pinged. So we're like, oh, so he went south. We're just like, he didn't ping north. His train has gone through. So he's going south for sure. And we have this whole plan. And then it turned out you were just waiting there. And you did what you did. I mean, because the smart move would have been, you know, put something down in Daejeon and then turn our asses around and try to cover both sides. But yeah, we just didn't even consider that.
Well, because ultimately where we wanted to be at the end of the day was Daejeon. We would have loved to be in Daejeon. That would have been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was a moment of nervousness for me because for a little bit I thought I had kind of this bulletproof plan of just I wait around until you play something, go the other direction. But with a little bit more research, I was able to figure out that, like, there were certain moments when you could place a thing and the next train that you could take out of where you were was also my next train.
Yes. All of this gets cut.
Yeah. You could never have gotten in front of me.
No, but we could have been with you.
You could have been with me, and there are ways to play that. Like, you can play a curse, for example, to force me off a train and get in front.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, had you realized what I was doing, you probably could have found a strategy to counter it.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, you did not.
Yeah, this is one of those examples. This whole sequence is a good example of a thing where we are really having to make choices about what we include in the edit and what we don't. Because that was a whole thing. I mean, you spent quite a while figuring that out, being worried about it, deciding what to do. You know, you're watching for the trains. You're checking if we're on them. Like, that's a whole thing that just all of it we cut out because it's like we never even consider that. And so it's not interesting for the audience to really to go on that journey with you because it's just, it's never in the cards at all. And on our end, you know, we have to include it because it's too important not to. But that's the whole thing of, like, you know, we develop this whole very particularly timed plan for what we think you're doing and then you're not doing it at all. Yeah, tough stuff. I mean, it's just so funny, too, like, the whole thing of, like, we have to make this one-minute connection in the station, and we do it, and we're feeling so good, and it was all just for nothing, and actually is actively bad, because now we're on this low-speed line. And
which ended up being, like, slower than we thought it would be.
Even slower than we thought.
Because I recall being on that train, and, like, eventually at the point where we realize we need to, like, change direction, it's like, wait, this train is how slow? Like, there were a lot of things we hadn't fully thought through. We kind of really got tunnel vision on this one.
Yeah.
Not great.
Well, here's the other thing that we don't explain just because we don't have time fully, but this was like a huge thing and made the editing of this section really complicated too. Because like, we're going, again, if you look at a map, this will make sense. But, you know, we go loosely southeast from Daejeon to Dongdaegu, and then we sort of circle back around on the low-speed version of that line. And in the middle of that line is a place called Gimcheon, where you can connect to go up north. And so for quite a while, first we're like, oh, okay, well, if Sam's going north, then he'll have to go east. He'll be in the northeast. So at Gimcheon, we can connect up to a place called Yongju, and we'll sort of be in the same region as them. And so we're like, so I guess that'll be what we do, and that'll be not a huge deal. Because I think, you know, an audience member could reasonably ask, well, why didn't you guys turn around, right? Once you realized you had messed up, you could have just gotten off the train, turned around, been at Dongdaegu, which we should have done. That's what we should have done. But at first we were like, okay, well, we'll go to Gimcheon and we'll go up to Yongju and we'll be in the same general region as them. And then we realized, oh, we actually can't do that, because there's no train from Gimcheon up there for a really long time and we're going to get screwed. And then the other big thing, and this was, you know, fully we just gloss over this because it ends up not being the thing. For a while, we are actually worried that you might go from Osung on the low speed line to Jecheon. So that's like something we worry about for a while and that you'll do. But then even bigger than that, once we realize that you aren't doing that and you're going up north and then you'll go east, right? So we were like, you're going to be in that northeast region, right? We realize you're going to the high speed and then over. We are pretty confident in our plan, which is our plan is to go to Osung and then go northeast on the same line that you and I, Sam, took in episode one to try to get up there to mess with Ben in the northeast. And the basic logic being, you know, if you look at the map, it's like, yeah, well, Sam's going to be going that way, and then we'll be up there. We'll be so close to him, that'll make sense. We'll be able to stop him, whatever. What we eventually realize is that your connection the next morning is so good and so fast and efficient that we would just miss you completely, yep. Even though we would be up in the northeast way before you, like starting the day. The little bit of connection we would need to do to ever actually get in front of you, we would never be able to do it. And what would actually happen is you would make it all the way around to the East Coast, all the way down, and we would be like stuck up there for like forever.
Would have been cool.
And so like, it's this thing of like, you have to look so many moves in advance before you figure out that a move is a mistake.
Yeah.
Because it was a matter of like, we had planned like three connections in advance. We're like, we're going to go from here up to here and then transfer to here. We had planned several, but it was the move after that, like the fourth chain in the line,
yep,
that it all fell apart. And so then we were like, oh my God, that's when you really see us get devastated and you don't have the full context, mm-hmm. But like, it's when we realize that we are like, oh my God, like we aren't going to see him until like tomorrow afternoon at the earliest.
Yep.
Like, we're so screwed.
Yeah, in many ways, this game is kind of like 3D tag because, you know, just as tag is about sort of like using train connections to sort of manufacture a route, and it probably feels more like that to us than to the audience because, like, what's happening during tag or what's happening during this game is we are just nonstop just like researching train connections and like, if he does this, can I do this? If I do this, can he, like kind of the ways that they cascade into each other. But in this thing, it's like we're going in all directions and we also just have to anticipate which way he's going. Whereas in tag, we just know which way the runner is going. So it's a lot. It's tricky. And there's a lot of ways in which you can mess up. Anyways, on my end, you don't see a whole lot of me once I leave Osung, mostly because that train was like the fullest train I've experienced in my entire life. Like the way that the South Korean rail passes worked was basically you did not need a seat reservation on high-speed trains like you do in some places in Europe. So you could just get on any high-speed train, but
on any train.
Yeah, on any train. Yeah. But like the trains were all pretty full.
It was crazy how full they were.
Yeah.
Like I was shocked. Like,
yeah. Kind of all the time.
The most crowded trains on average, I think, of anywhere we've ever played jet lag.
Yeah. And like this started to be like commuting hours and there were a lot of other people who did not have seat reservations. So even just like the corridor was packed. So it was like shoulder to shoulder. Like I couldn't even hold my phone in front of me to get a shot because it was so busy. So anyway, you don't see a whole lot of me until I get back to Yongsan and Seoul.
Yeah. Well, there also wasn't that much to say for you at that point.
No, I was just on a train going fast. Everything is awesome.
Yeah. And meanwhile, we sort of only managed to get back to Dongdaegu by the end of the day.
Where we had been like 4 hours earlier or whatever.
Yeah, we could have been there.
Just ridiculous.
It's so brutal. It's so brutal. Because it's really like you have this inclination from like playing tag and stuff to like chase them.
Yeah.
But you just can't. No. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
No. Well, because this is partially why this game works, and it's part of why it's so brutal, is like South Korea is small enough that eventually someone has to turn back around because you reach the edge of the country, right? Like that's the reason that this game can be played. Like you couldn't play this game in Western Europe because you would just go in a straight line. They'd never catch you, right? So we give the blockers a head start, but if the snaker makes it past them, then often the only way that your ass is going to get back in front of them is you have to wait for them to fully reach the edge of the country and turn around so that then you can get them on the rebound, basically. And so, like, that was what we had to do with you.
Yep.
Which sucks.
Yeah. I'm sure Ben and Adam can empathize with the feeling of it's really awesome when your day just naturally times out in, like, a major city where you're going to get a hotel easily, you're going to get food easily. It's all easy. And that was my scenario here.
But it's kind of our scenario, too. We timed out in Daegu.
Yeah, Daegu, pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a Marriott.
Yeah. And a nice area kind of around the station there. So Daegu is also pretty good.
Well, Adam saw that there was an aquarium in the mall next to the train station.
And yeah, we tried to get to it. But it had just closed literally like 5 minutes before we got there.
It was so sad.
Yeah, it sucked.
So sad.
Well, the South Korea rail network was particularly prone to us potentially timing out in like problematic spots because seemingly a lot of it was built where it's like a lot of the stations are not in city centers. They're just like near cities.
Yeah.
The country seems a bit car-pilled, to be honest, despite the extent of its rail network. So a lot of stations, you just don't have like a lot of hotels or restaurants around them, seemingly. So it meant it was extra cool this season each time we ended up in, you know, kind of major city, considering that was far from guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked the Daegu Marriott. I got room service there. Ooh. It was awesome.
I think I got room service this night, too. And it was also awesome.
I got fried chicken.
Ooh, Korean fried chicken.
It was tough, though. I wanted it to be Korean fried chicken. And I thought that it would be because I thought I had gotten it with the right sauce or whatever. But then it came and it was just fully just regular ass, like Southern style, like fried chicken. But it was good. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I was very pleased with my, well,
you're basically in Seoul, right?
Well, yeah, what I was about to say is like, I was both pleased with like the fact that I timed out in Seoul and could Jay chill there, but also that I had a perfect, perfect connection the following morning. Literally, I think it left at like 7:12. Like there was a good amount of options of trains that take this route east. Ultimately, most of them seem to terminate in Donghae. There were a good amount of them. And like, this one seemed to be like the most express, like the fewest number of stops.
Yeah. It was unusually fast. That was the problem with it, is that there are a good number of trains that will let you do this, but they tend to be much slower. Like this thing just shot, like this thing was almost like a high speed train in this area because of how express it was. Like it shot you all the way to the other side of the country.
Yep.
In the part of the map that is supposed to be really slow. Like, it was infuriating that this existed.
Yeah. I mean, that's often the advantage of, like, positioning yourself at a hub for the next day. Because oftentimes, you do have these express trains that are, like, for commuting hours. You know, right first in the morning and in the evening. So, I mean, it was just lucky that the timing worked out that way. But, yeah, it was awesome. Also, the train physically was the nicest train I had taken so far. Like, actually far nicer than the actual high-speed trains that operates on the high-speed lines in the country. It was a very nice train.
Yeah.
Yeah, it pissed me off. Whatever.
Anyways.
And that was like a train that like we had done all of these simulations, all of these whatever. Nothing like that had ever come up. We had no idea that that was even possible.
I'd never seen something like it.
Yeah.
Really infuriating.
But it was. And the good news is we had a brilliant, brilliant plan to stop
you. Oh my
you.
Gosh, our plan was
sure
so
you did.
Good.
Not that brilliant if it didn't work.
I remember being really proud of us that we were able to break this down in a way where we could come up with a coherent plan. Because I remember it was like, oh my God, like you look at this whole enormous maze of the map, and we were able to break it all the way down to like, in the end, he's going to go through Yeongju or Donghae. He has to. And then like working it out that we could cover both bases. Like I remember being really proud of us for like figuring that out. And then developing a plan that worked. Like, I was like, not only is this good gameplay, I'm like, this is good strategy content. Like, this is just such a tight plan that's just like, it's very satisfying in the way that it works. And then immediately, first step, the train just like won't leave.
God.
Just brutal.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably dip into that talk a little bit more next episode.
That's true.
So it's more relevant for that.
Yes, yes. We'll see how we try and recover this particular plan.
Ugh, what a mess.
Great ending. Like, you know, y'all are suffering. I'm having a great time. This train was going fast. It was the best scenery I had seen so far. Really nice route, cool area. And I was able to work it out. I knew you weren't getting me. I knew based on my last data point. Mm-hmm. I knew you were not getting me there. I was stress-free.
Yeah. I love this cliffhanger. It's one of my favorites. Just like there's something so satisfying about like we're so stressed out and then all of the lights shut off. And then it's like, bye.
Yep.
That's the end.
Yep.
Oh gosh, you know what I realized actually? I don't know if you guys realized this when you watched it, but remember how we're describing this crazy video that they're showing on the train?
Mm.
And I remember being kind of like disappointed that we didn't film it.
Yeah,
you can see it behind us.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, there's another screen behind us and you can see. And it's fun too because like it sounds like we're making it up, but you can see on the screen behind us that exactly what we are describing is happening on the screen.
Yeah, look, it's real. That was real. We could not have made that up.
Yeah.
Only the good people of CoRail could make such a thing up.
Mm-hmm.
AI could never recreate this, yeah. Anything else to say for this ep?
You know what I'll say? I'll say, look, I know it's a shorter ep. I know sometimes people get bummed out when there's a shorter ep, but I just want to say that we feel like this season is so dense.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's so much that we are asking of you mentally to keep in your head to follow that like, when we would do a cut of an episode that was like an hour, it just became a slog. Like we were just like, that's not, like, it just doesn't feel good to be, I'll tell you, like, playing this game made your brain melt so hard. Like, imagine that. But, like, even asking you to watch a full hour-long episode, it just felt like it just was too much. So we've shortened our episodes a bit.
Right. Well, yeah, this reminds me that I think we were intending to kind of say this more overtly is, like, I think we have decided, more or less, that our long-term aim is, on average, episodes last about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We think last season was too long for a variety of reasons, both, like, your experience, kind of the demands on, like, the post-production team, the economics of the channel. For a lot of reasons, we think that, like, averaging around an hour, too much.
It's a little too
long. We're trying to make it kind of like a TV episode length. You know, they're normally 40, 45 minutes.
It's a TV hour.
Yeah, TV hour.
45-ish is the goal.
And we'll just pack in 20 minutes of commercials, right?
Yeah.
That would be so sweet. We would make so much money.
Yeah.
If we were allowed to do that.
I agree. I think last season, I mean, the truth is, I think that when we planned out the episode outs, we thought we were going to be more like a little under an hour for each. And then it was just long. And like last season probably should have been 7 episodes, honestly, not 6. It should have been like 7 episodes that were more in the 40s.
Yeah. But that's to say, you know, with the way that we edit this, the way that we structure this, it's very possible that that means that some episodes, their runtime might start with the number 3.
Yeah.
And just know that at least we are trying to balance out across the season. So that probably means that another episode is going to start with 5.
Yeah.
Because it'll hopefully all average out in the long term.
Yeah. Here's what I want everybody to understand. You're going to get the same amount of jet lag. Like, yes. The only difference is how many units we put it out in, because it's just very hard on our post-production team to put out an episode that's like an hour plus at the cadence with which we released. And I think we've gotten a little over our skis, but like, we're not going to make the season overall length shorter. We are just going to cut it, you know, into maybe an additional episode.
Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, what this actually means is that off seasons should be a tiny bit shorter because we are spreading out the work a little bit more in a way that, you know, is a lot easier for the post-production team. So this actually likely means that you get the same amount of jet lag likely sooner.
Yeah.
Which, if we characterize it that way, it's all great.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, I feel like we're overcooking our justification explanation because I don't think anyone will be put out by this. But also, just look at the run times like the first couple seasons.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We used to think that we had to keep things under 20. That was our goal, at least.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole YouTube meta has kind of shifted. It's like, back then, people were not talking about YouTube as like a TV platform. And now, you know, half of YouTube watch time is on TVs. So more and more people are sort of watching it in more of a TV context rather than kind of like a mobile or laptop thing. But anyway, now we're getting into the biz side, but that's part of the reason. So anyway.
Anyway.
Can't wait for next episode and all the future. As y'all know, my run lasts until the end of the season, and therefore there's a lot more to explain. So, yep. Oh, also I'm in the lead. I forgot to mention that.
You are.
It's true.
Well, congratulations.
And with that, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.